speaking to The Guardian's Harriet Sherwood, who's at Gerber Airport. Harriet, what's the scene there?
Well, I think I'd describe it as controlled chaos. There are thousands of people at the airport. I'm told around 9,000 people are expected to leave today, but another 8,000 are expected to arrive at the airport during the course of the day. And there are people, there are massive queues everywhere. There are people carrying piles of luggage, basically everything that they could carry across the border from Libya. And many have spoken of very long delays to get here. I spoke to one Vietnamese worker who said he'd spent 12 days trying to leave and had lost everything. He had no food and water while he was waiting to get out. There are people sleeping on the floor. There are people carrying piles of luggage on their shoulders, blankets, cases, bags. But it's under control. It's not out of control.
And what are the nationalities of most of the people coming through the airport?
Well, they're mostly Egyptian, and I'm told that there's 40 planes leaving for Cairo alone today. But there's also a huge number of Vietnamese workers who I think work mainly in construction, and they're working in Libya to send money home to their families. And when I arrived, I landed very early this morning, and on the tarmac there was an enormous Vietnamese plane, as well as many, many others. I mean, it was an extraordinary scene because I think this is a fairly quiet airport that deals with tourists routinely.
And how are the authorities coping with this surge in passengers?
Well, I think they're doing pretty well, actually. Everybody's in quite good humour. They've set up a kind of soup kitchen, although it's not distributing soup, but it's distributing bread and biscuits and milk and water, staffed by volunteers. I spoke to one man who has been working through the night. He started at 5 p.m. yesterday, and he's working through till noon. And there are people queuing up for food and water because I think a lot of people have been very short of food and drink for the past few days. And he was saying that he would like to see more help from the international community. He said that their kitchen was completely dependent on donations from local people and was staffed by volunteers. And he was quite angry that there wasn't more being done by the international community to help these refugees.
Okay. And so how many flights are we expecting to leave that airport today?
It's hard to get a precise figure. As I said, there's 40 going to Cairo, there's 2 going to Vietnam, there's 10 going to China. Other destinations include Khartoum in Sudan, Karachi in Pakistan, Dubai, from where I think refugees will go on to other places. And I know that the British government, DFID, is sending planes today, which were expected a bit later on, I think, which will be taking passengers, refugees, to Cairo.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Harriet, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again later.
Okay, thanks.